Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Welcome back. Wow. Hold on. I think I'm just going to sit here for a second for a little bit. I'll let that intro music kind of set the mood, because I tell you what, we have one smooth gentleman joining the show today. I can't really say enough about the work that this guy does, but he definitely got me into sports betting. He got me really excited about it. College football hidden gems. Oh, he's going to run through some stuff. I'm going to run through some stuff. I'm mostly just going to be starstruck and let him talk. But without further ado, I am Devin Ellington, DALE007 on Twitter. This is a Hoop-Ball presentation, hoop-ball.com. And this is Today in Sports Betting. And I'm going to pull the curtain now. Harry, are you ready? Can I introduce you?
Absolutely, Devin.
Guys, Hoopballers, this is Harry Gagnon from oddshark.com, various other things. I'm going to let him spill the beans, because I don't want to do any injustice or disservice to this, the glorious work he's done to the gambling industry. So Harry, without further ado, please take it away and just let us know who you are.
Thanks, Devin. Really appreciate being on. I'm on Against All Odds with Cousin Sal on Spotify, Bill Simmons Podcast Network. I'm on with Cousin Sal, and I'm one third of the Degenerate Trifecta. Brother Bry and the Parlay Kid are the other two buddies of mine. We've known each other for 30 years. Sal and I went to college together. I got Cousin Sal of Lock It In and Jimmy Kimmel fame into sports. One of my best pals, if not my best pal in the world. He's the greatest guy ever. Also, I have my own site, bestbetcorner.com. You can go to that and check out my articles, check out my picks. I'm also on 1580 The Fanatic here in Phoenix, on the Daily Blender on Fridays from 3 to 6, hosted by my good pal Eric Cohen. And that's a fun time too, getting that and talking sports on a Friday to get a different feel for it in terms of when we do a lock it, and when we do Against All Odds, Devin, it's like Monday or Tuesday. So Sort of getting not a great feel of what's going, you know, what's going on for the week, but once on a Friday, it's a little easier because you know what's going on a lot of times when it comes to sports and sports gambling. So yeah, I'm, Odd Sharks this week, I have a NASCAR article up. You can go to oddshark.com. Check my stuff out there, and I'm on numerous radio shows for them too in Orlando, in Vancouver, in Lansing, Michigan. So, and sometimes I'm on WFAN. My buddy JJ, John Jastrzemski, has me on WFAN in New York. Love talking football with him too. So, yeah, I got a lot of stuff on my plate, Devin. But I do appreciate, listen, somebody, somebody, unlike Cousin Sal, somebody's giving me credit for my hidden gems. I appreciate that, Doug.
Hey, I use those to, you know, I think I went 6-2 using those this year in college football. And I love those small schools just like you do. So it was a perfect parallelism as far as our betting styles and the way you write your articles up. It was too easy, man. Too easy.
Some of these games were too easy. Right. I mean, I appreciate it. But, like, I love the Sun Belt. I can't get enough of the Sun Belt.
Yeah.
Can't get enough.
How many guys did they have go in the draft? App State had 2 or 3.
Plenty.
ULL had 2 or 3.
Yep. So, they were great this year, ULL.
Yeah.
They could score. And it was a lot of fun coming up with that. And, like, I really try to do my research with that stuff. You know, it's games that people are not accustomed to. You know, it's a tearaway of all the big name games, and a lot of times these big name games in college disappoint. But sometimes you can find some things, you can find some angles on these games, and that's what I tried to do. I did a couple this past year in college basketball as well, where I found
a few.
Glad
you said that. Glad you brought that up.
And it's a lot of fun researching other teams and other players, and some of these guys are really good.
So a thing we did here, Josh Millman and I, he's another host on the show on Fridays. We did Ivy League Fridays.
Oh, yeah.
So I would give my – and then MEAC, because I was obsessed with the MEAC and Iona and, you know, all the St. Peter's
– the Peacocks.
The Peacocks, yeah. Iona Gales, Manhattan Jaspers, all those wonderful teams.
Marist Red Foxes.
Marist Red Foxes. Siena.
Yeah.
Saints.
Yep. Right. Loudonville, New York, about 3 hours away from where I'm my hometown. So yeah,
there we go. Well, hey Harry, I know I've said it off camera, offline already a couple times, but I owe you a million thanks, a million times, because, you know, like I've mentioned, this is you know, your work has helped me with my gambling, and you've definitely been someone I've looked forward to reading the articles and the research and database that you put together, and so. Personally, now speaking, like, you know, I'm interested about your background and upbringing. I know you're currently in Arizona, but you also said that you've known Cousin Sal and that whole side of the thing for 30 plus years now. Did you grow up on the East Coast?
I did. I grew up on the East Coast. I grew up northwest of Syracuse, about a half hour away. Went to SUNY Oswego. Now that's the school Sal went to too.
Okay.
Famous alumni I'll throw out there from ESPN, Steve Levy and Linda.
Oh yeah.
And Linda Cohn.
Both of them. No way.
And on NBC, Al Roker. Who can't love Al Roker?
I do.
Yeah. Sure. Right. Of course. So yeah, we went to school there, and growing up, that's the town I lived in. It's about 20,000 people. And you know, it's one of those towns where everybody knows your business. It's pretty funny, but I mean, I grew up at 12 years old, you know, my last year of Little League, my coach, I'll just tell you how small of a town my place is.
Sure, yeah.
My coach for when I was in Little League, when I was at 12, 4 years later at 16, he was my bookie.
Oh,
so
that's awesome. Different times
in 4 years.
Wow. What were my little league coaches doing? Not that.
He couldn't get me to hit a curveball, and he couldn't give me a winner to save his life either. But
yeah.
But still, yeah, growing up, 16 years old, I was peddling parlay cards and tickets around high school. And then that carried on into college, where I met, like I said, met Sal, and then all of a sudden Sal and I are talking, became buddies, talking sports gambling. All of a sudden him and I were the bookies on campus in college. We were cleaning up on everybody. They didn't know what the heck was going on. They didn't know we were not saying Sal and I made some made our own lines, but it was close that we were making our
I
own.
Was about to ask, were you letting people pick their own odds, or
you know, so but we did okay. We did pretty good. And then we moved on. And, sure. You know, I was, you know, it's funny. I was going to go to, I graduated and I was going to go to Atlanta. I had a internship and a possible job at CNN in Atlanta at the time.
So you went to school for broadcasting, correct?
Went to school for broadcasting and communications. I did an internship actually in Syracuse during the summer of 93 when, that was speaking of the Bulls and everything that's going on.
Oh, yeah.
That was the Bulls, Barkley, and the Suns championship. So I was doing a lot of work for the radio, for the television station locally in Syracuse, WTBH5, doing a lot of lead-ins. I was doing a lot of writing for the sports report on the weekend sports. It's also the TV station. I don't know why I keep saying radio, but TV station where Mike Tirico came from before he went to ESPN. I was there. I was there 6 months after he moved and went to ESPN. So
No way.
Tirico's a big, I'm a huge fan of Tirico's.
I love his work.
I met him a couple times. Great stuff. And I love his work. Yeah. So I did work there. Then, like I said, I was going to go to CNN in Atlanta. And all of a sudden, Sal and me and the Parlay Kid and a couple other buddies decided to take a trip to Vegas. I had never been to Vegas. I had a couple cousins that lived there, so I wanted to see them. So, yeah, we went to Vegas. And Devin, put it this way, in like 3 days I won like $4,000.
Yeah.
I hadn't hooked up with a girl in like a year. I met a girl, hooked up with her there. And it was 75 in December and January. We went there for New Year's. It's zero back home in New York where I'm from.
So you stayed on that. You stayed on that side of the Appalachians ever since.
Yeah. So basically, exactly. So basically what I did is I went back home, and then about 2 months later, I moved out to Vegas and said, I waved goodbye to Atlanta.
Yeah.
I worked in the casinos there for 14 years, then moved to Arizona. Yeah. And then Sal decided, you know, maybe we can figure out some sort of podcast here and some sort of situation where we can, you know, get this rolling between the four of us. Brother Bri is 10 years younger than the Parlay Kid. They're brothers, so 10 years difference. So, but he's so knowledgeable too, and he's so good with numbers and analytics, so it just works. And we've been doing this for Bill Simmons for the past 3 years. Have a great relationship with Bill too. Funny guy, it's been great.
Well, you know, you had prefaced it a little bit, and it's like you had been reading my mind or something. But my next question, I was going to have you paint the picture for us, you know, and you kind of already did that. And what I wanted the picture painted was when and where you fell in love with sports betting. Mm. And did it stem from a first love of sports themselves? And it sounds like it stemmed from Little League Baseball.
Well, yeah, you know, it definitely from sports. Growing up, my father was big into sports, and my father was a golfer. He was like at the local country club. He was a member, and he was always out in tournaments, and I would go watch. And I wasn't big into playing golf, but still, I would watch it with him on television at home on weekends too. He would always be going back and forth between golf and football and golf during the summer. So I was big into golf and still am. I watch it now. I have a wager on the golf tournament here in Arizona this week.
Yes.
Golf tournament.
Scottsdale
Invitational tournament. I've got action on Kevin Streelman. So, you know, look, I love golf and it's something to bet. So we got that too, but also, you know, it's just, look, it is what it is. I growing up, I loved watching football. So that was my thing too. And then all of a sudden you put two and two together and you realize, oh, you can bet on this stuff too. You know, growing up in football, you can win money and basketball. Then there's basketball lines and you can, you know, listen, we were Sal, like I said, Sal and I were clean. We had a guy bet, this guy named Pat during college. He couldn't help but get enough. He had to borrow money left and right, Devin, where he was betting 3-team, 4-point college basketball teasers and getting killed.
That sounds like a good way to clean up.
I mean, you can't win that way. Betting, no. I mean, four points in college? Are you kidding me? You're really going to, you know, run the risk of three teams, you know? So, I mean, it's stupid. So
it is contrarian.
So there were things like that where it just got me going. And ever since I wanted to, and then all of a sudden I'm in Vegas, you know, and I'm working in the casinos as a supervisor. Growing from a very early age, peddling the tickets, I was into it. Yeah, you know, yeah. Listen, I am who I am and I was into it and that's what I like. I talked to a couple people at Odd Shark and they liked my stuff too, and I couldn't be happier working for them. Those guys are great. Got to go to Europe. We went for the Bears Raider game this past year. We had a blast, and did a lot of, we went to a couple soccer games. We had a great time, learned a lot, and had fun. And listen, I love gambling on sports is great.
Yeah, you definitely are preaching to the choir there. We all love nice. It. It's
what do you like the best?
So me. So, all right. So I had kind of mentioned it to you already, how I kind of became drawn into your work through your Hidden Gems column, through college football specifically. So I think I specifically really, really thoroughly enjoy the college football betting because I think growing up as a child, like I told you, I grew up in Oklahoma. We didn't have professional teams. So college football is a little bit of a bigger thing for us.
Sure.
And so I'm an Oklahoma State fan. Go Pokes. And yeah, so I love the college football stuff. College basketball, I don't think you can beat anything as far as excitement goes, especially tournament style and then trying to ride a hot team, maybe an underdog through, you know, 2-3 rounds of a tournament.
Have you been, I got to ask, have you been to Gallagher Iva Arena?
Oh, I have not. I had a chance. Oh. I had a chance. It was Thanksgiving night as a kid in sixth grade. My best friend Trey at the time, his parents had gotten some tickets. And we were going to go watch them play Texas A&M. And my stepmom at the time said no.
Oh, man, the place looks like it'd be a blast to watch a game.
I have not been to a college basketball game. I had a chance to go to Allen Fieldhouse this year. I turned it down because I said no. My first college basketball game is going to be inside Gallagher Iva.
So, gotcha. I hear you. I understand.
That's the way that's got to be. But
that's funny. I've been to many, many games at the Carrier Dome in Syracuse. I bleed orange, so that's my team in college football and basketball.
Mr. Boeheim's one of my favorite coaches of all time. I grew up, I had this handful of coaches in college basketball that I just thoroughly enjoyed. Obviously, Eddie Sutton was one for obvious reasons, but then I also really liked Boeheim and Izzo, just the way they coach. Just loved those correlative measures that they took as coaches, the way they ran their programs.
So. Definitely. They're a great guy. I mean, Sutton was around forever and Boeheim still is
there. Still there.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've watched the Requiem for the Big East 30 for 30, but it's interesting to watch that and then watch what Boeheim and Syracuse and the rest of those programs are now. It's a really good flick if you got some spare time.
I know it's some money and everything, but it really hurt me as a fan that it wasn't Boeheim. Boeheim didn't want to go to the ACC, but it was such a, the heartbeat of the Big East is Syracuse. And when they went to the ACC, and I know it's a money grab and it's more money for football, but I was hurt by that because they needed to stay in the Big East. They're the stablemate of the Big East teams, you know.
Right.
In terms of football, basketball, but whatever.
I didn't even put that together. You know, sitting here telling you to check out a documentary about something that you probably lived through. You were in it. You were in that that territory. So.
The middle 80s was the greatest time of the Big East. Georgetown, yeah. Patrick Ewing, Dwayne Pearl Washington, Syracuse, St. John's.
St. John's with
Chris Mullen, Mark Jackson. It was the time. I loved it. I mean, me and my dad would go to – my dad would get tickets, and I remember going to great games there, and it was – Connecticut wasn't even good then. Connecticut was bad then.
Yeah, yeah.
But they didn't have – they didn't really get rolling until later on. But, loved the Big East, and I was in the middle of it. It was great. Yeah.
Probably one of my favorite college basketball conferences still. The last couple of years it had its down, but, you know, after this last season with the top heaviness that they had, it was pretty fun to watch.
Yeah, it was top. You're right, but it's tough to see for me, you know, Creighton in the Big East. Creighton is in Nebraska I mean, so it makes it a little tough. Now, they had a good season last year, too, and I was a – they were one of my sleepers for the NCAA tournament. Unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to witness any of that. But still, the Big East isn't what it used to be.
Yeah. Oh, it was amazing in the early 2000s. I remember being in middle school and early high school just watching those Big East tournaments, those iconic moments, the Kemba Walker run. And
The step back.
Awesome. Aaron Gray. Is that who was defending?
I believe so.
The Pittsburgh big man?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Some of those tournaments were phenomenal. So, well, Harry, hey, I know there are some other things that you work on, and we touched on it lightly. 1580 The Fanatic, how long have you been doing correspondence with them? How long have you been helping them out?
Oh, well, for about 4 months now.
Okay, so recent.
Good times, yeah. Good times down there. Those guys, producer, Radio Ron Cohen, great guy. And like I said, Eric Cohen, no relation.
Eric, yeah.
Host the show with Jeffrey O'Brien and Randy Rhodes on Fridays afternoons. And like sometimes I fill in whenever a guy needs a little break, takes a vacation day, and we just go right at it, talk sports. We have a blast over there in North Scottsdale.
Yeah, absolutely. How could you not? So now rewind it a little bit for me. You know, when I know you talked about the TV gig. Mm-hmm. What was the first radio gig? When did you really, you know, kind of realize that the airwaves was, you know, something that you might have some interest in, or I mean,
you know,
professionally wise?
It wasn't for a while though, Devin, because like I said, when I was working in the casinos, I worked there for, you know, we didn't really, it was a local casino, a couple of them. Off the strip, and you know, we'd have celebrities come in here and there where I wouldn't be there like host, like Eddie Olczyk of NBC Sports, ex-hockey great, who also loves horses, would come in and bet at our place, and I would always take care of him with whatever he needed. Hank Goldberg, who's a horse betting guy that's been on ESPN for many years with giving out picks and his prognosticator, and he bets plenty too, and he's a good guy, and like I would just be able to be their person whenever they needed something. But I didn't have any radio overall experience, even though I went to school, because I was, like I said, working in the casinos until I got the gig with Cousin Sal and we started the podcast. And then when I got the Odd Shark bit, like I said, I've been on with Clay Travis in Nashville on his show Outkick the Coverage all during the past football season. Had a great time with Clay, hung out with him a couple times, had a blast with him. You know, and I also, like I said, I do radio shows in Orlando with a host named Brandon Kravitz, super good guy. We talk sports all the time off the set and off doing the radio shows. We give ideas back and forth. That's 96.9 in the game in Orlando, and also
I am very familiar with that station.
Nice. Yes. And Couch in the Rube in Lansing. Yes. So those guys are big into college football, college basketball. They love it, and I love talking sports with those guys too. So, and also up in Vancouver, I'm still doing a show there too. It's a lot of good stuff that I got going on radio wise all week.
I hear you. Well, hopefully now you have someone in the middle of the country in Kansas City that you like to talk sports with now.
Absolutely, so, man. Devin, now, great. Loving it. Now,
and speaking of talking sports, I'm going to let you talk a little bit. I know I'm not going to spoil it for you. I'm not here to steal no one's sunshine, thunder, or flame. But you had talked to me a little off air about UFC coming up.
Yeah, I also do, by the way, I don't think I mentioned, I also write for Odds USA, which is a site too, a sports betting site where they wanted me to give out some picks last week in the UFC since we finally had something, you know, something mm-hmm. to bet on. So I gave out 10 picks. That Sousa fight was canceled, so I had 9 picks. I went 6-3 overall, which includes Gaethje over Ferguson. What a fight that was. I don't know if you saw it, but I got Gaethje at +170. Mm-hmm. He took down the 35-year-old Tony Ferguson. Ferguson, I guess, came out yesterday, broke like an orbit bone in his eye from the beating that he took. So, yeah, I went 6-3 with a +170 last week. We have another card from Jacksonville this week. There are a decent amount of matches again. I'm looking here, and look, put it this way. I like some favorites here. I'm going to give you an underdog in a second, but I do like Miguel Baeza here at -200. He's undefeated, Devin, at 8-0. 6 of those wins coming in the second round or less. He's fighting Matt Brown. Matt Brown has 16 career losses. I think this is a match where you're getting a great deal at -200. I think this could be over in the first round. I also think that there's a couple other matches out there that are really good. Edison Barboza, -130 over Dan Ige. Barboza's stronger. He's got 4 inches over him. He's got a 4-inch reach over Ige. At -130, I think that's great value too. And let's see, I'll give you another pick here. I'm going to give you an underdog. I'm going to give you a big underdog so we can remember that I gave this out, okay?
Absolutely.
So we're going to give this a shot here. I'm going to take Angela Hill at plus 160 against Claudia Gadella, the Brazilian. But Gadella is only 2-2 in her last four matches. Hill has won 3 in a row. She's won 4 of her last 5. I'm going to take the American here, Angela Hill, at plus 160 to shock Claudia Gadella. So that's a plus 160, like I said, with Hill. I'm going to lay the minus 200 with, like I said, Baeza. And also, one more shot here, a guy, plus 200. I'm sorry if I pronounce his name wrong, but
sure.
Giga Chidziki is taking on Mike Davis. He's plus 200, Devin. Look, this is my underdog play of the card.
Okay.
He's got a 2-inch reach. He comes in this battle red hot. He's won 4 fights in a row, which includes a 12-second burial 2 fights ago of CJ Baines. You're going to give him a plus 200. Mike Davis is like 9-2, 9-3 overall, but the competition he has fought has not been that impressive. I'm going to take Chigzda at plus 200 over Mike Davis. I'm probably butchering its name, but I'm just going to take the plus 200, a plus 160, and also my other pick there that I gave out as a favorite, Miguel Baeza.
I like all those. I will be tailing all those.
I will say this too. I also, like I said, I did write an article for the Odd Shark this week. You can check out how what I think and how I factor in. I wager in NASCAR. I really like Darling. They're coming back. They're going to race 7 total races in 11 days. It's going to be amazing. Starting Sunday at Darlington, the oldest track in the NASCAR right now. I'm going to take Kyle Busch at 6-1 at plus 125 to be in the top 3. And I love him at minus 140 in a matchup against Joey Logano. Busch, in his last 8 times at Darlington, has finished in the top 10 7 times. He finished 3rd last year and also had the most lead laps last year at 118, 24 more than his brother. I love Kyle Busch this week at Darlington.
Remind me again, who was that minus 140 matchup against? Joey Logano, is that
Joey Logano, who in 4 races this year does have 2 wins. He is the fastest race car driver ever to race 400 total races. Wow. In NASCAR. But I think this is a situation where Busch needs to come out big. He loves this track. Logano can lay back. Logano, like I said, he's already got 2 wins, plenty of points. This is a race. This track fits Busch perfectly, and I think he gets it done on Sunday.
It's a good track for an aggressive driver, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. He's exactly that.
Yeah, he had that speeding ticket a few years back where he's going like almost 200 or something. He's
sure.
Aggressive. All righty.
So that's my picks this week. That's what I like.
I love that. And hey, other places, and shame on me, shame for not bringing it up, but on Twitter, triple AO Harry. All uppercase AAA O Harry.
Yep.
Not all uppercase, just the triple AO is uppercase.
AAO Harry, that you got it. Yep.
All right. And that's above all odds, correct?
Against all odds.
Against all odds. Sorry, I'll get it next time.
Hey, no problem.
So,
perfect. Yeah, that's it's fun. People out there, if you're listening, you want to tune in for not only just good picks and great info, but the camaraderie we have is second to none. And the guys are great, and a lot of ball busting on the show, which counts for good radio. We just don't give out numbers and stats. We give out reasons and silly reasons, and look, we do crazy stuff on here, and it's just a lot of fun. Like, I don't even know if you know, Devin, 2 years ago I made a bet with Sal where I had to lose 52 pounds by the Super Bowl, and
was that for Super Bowl 52?
That was for Super Bowl 52.
Yeah,
it was about right around May. Needed to lose 50 if I won and lost 52 pounds by Super Bowl 52, which was at Adam Carolla's warehouse, and Jimmy Kimmel was there with us too. We did a whole it was on Twitter where we filming it live, which was pretty funny. And my actual weigh in, and if I made it and if I won, Sal had to give me $5,200 cash. If I lost and didn't make it to 52 pounds, I had to go out on Hollywood Boulevard with a sandwich board over my head, said that Harry the Hippo is the fat guy who couldn't lose weight.
What happened?
I did it.
You did it.
I lost 53 pounds. So I did it. Yeah.
Did you make him give you 5,300?
He you know what? I took the 5,200.
Did you get that extra 100
I was so happy
that
we got it done. And believe me, with those crazy, with those guys there and everyone's betting and everyone's got, you know, everybody's got the, you know, the, for the, it's the Super Bowl. They've got boards where you get the, you know, the numbers and everything, you know, those pools, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
By the time I left, I had about, by the time I left, I had about 3,500 when I left. So
nice.
So I got smoked out of 1,700 in pools after doing all that, but still it was fun. And that was fun. Everyone keeping track and rooting for me as the months went by. It was good stuff.
Yeah, it's good. And it sounds like, you know, obviously I don't know the guys, but from what I've heard from you, I'm sure there's a lot of people, no matter their bets, you know, or how they had position on it, they were definitely rooting for you.
Oh, they were rooting for me. Absolutely. Everyone was really rooting. It was great. I'm getting messages all the time on Twitter and Sal's getting emails. And we read a few on the air. So, yeah, look, you know, I'm doing that crazy stuff still, doing it on our chart, carrying it over. Best Bet Corner, I try to, if you look at some of my articles on bestbetcorner.com, I've also got some wacky pictures of me, whatever, and of different outfits and different arenas I've been to over the years. So just try to have fun with it as well, you know, and that's what we do on Against All Odds. That's what I do on Best Bet Corner when I have my interviews, and you can listen to my podcast there. This past week, I had the Parlay Kid on. Me and him were just shooting the breeze about the NFL schedule. Probably going to come up with something else doing this week in terms of, listen, we got, Devin, we've got that golf tournament with Rory and Dustin going against Matthew Wolf and Ricky Fowler this weekend. Yeah. So that's something. Again, we got NASCAR, and like I said, 7 races in 11 days. 4 races, I believe, are in total, are going to be in Darlington. Then 3 are going to be in Charlotte for the Coca-Cola 600. And then some other at the Xfinity race and the truck race too. So
there's one at the Kansas Speedway.
There is. It's coming up. Yeah, it's coming up. Kansas is the week after, I think.
Yes, it is.
I think it's that. Yeah. And we've got that's coming up. Absolutely. So I'll be into scoping that out too. I believe Jimmy Johnson's really. This is last year. Jimmy Johnson's making a farewell tour. I think he did really well in Kansas too. So I'm gonna look into that. I know he did real well in. He's 8 career wins in Charlotte for Jimmy Johnson. So let's look. We'll stay in touch and talk about Jimmy Johnson maybe the week after Devin and Charlotte. Yeah. But a lot of stuff to bet. And like I said, UFC's got a full card again on Saturday. So and there's plenty of soccer out there too. Got some. Listen, it's not football. It's not baseball. It's not basketball.
But it's not barren. It's not barren.
Right. It's not barren. We have stuff there, and also it would be great. I know there are a lot of television shows, radio shows are assuming that maybe, and they're coming up with a possibility of baseball by either July 4th, Independence Day, or maybe a week or two afterwards. If we had that, I don't care if it's a 80 game schedule, an 82 game schedule, a 60 game schedule. If we can work this out between the players and the owners and facilities, let's do it.
Yeah, and I saw something the other day. It was someone on Twitter, and they were saying, you know, at this point, I'd rather just, you know, I would be happy with a 16 game series of the Royals playing the Tigers. And
two bad teams. But you know what? Yeah, you know, even the worst teams in baseball win every third game. But still, you know, it would be something, man. You know, Devin, I just would hope it would be something. And however they want to work it out, whether you want to say there'd be an asterisk next to it or not, or however you work it out, that's fine. At least we'd have it. And I think out of the 4 sports, the one that would be the easiest to see with no fans, it would definitely be baseball.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, you know, baseball's had asterisks in the past. So,
yeah.
You know, quite a few.
NBA too, you know.
NBA too.
95.
Shortened seasons, the strike season.
When the Spurs won, you know, you can put an asterisk next to that. But still, they won the championship. So, sure. I mean, look, it is what it is. Let's just get it out there if we can possibly do it. If it's possible, let's just do it.
If it's possible and if it's safe, and in all seriousness, a lot of people may or may not want to be watching all these other sports leagues or trying to put the effort and energy into finding out all the information they need to know about it. But let's be honest, we need and we want these sports leagues to do good for us over here, for a much more clear, concise, and safe return to sports for not only the players and fans involved alike, but just, you know, the whole atmosphere of what that element and that dynamic brings to humanity, especially for Americans, because let's be honest, we football, baseball, beer, apple pie, barbecues, like that's a part of us, you know.
Sure. It is Americana. So, exactly.
Yeah, it's huge for us. And the other side of it, the gambling, you know, it's becoming more and more popular. Colorado just went live. We're getting some Midwestern states popping up here and there.
And also, you know, I mean, from what I heard, I don't know the numbers exactly, but Brother Bri had sent me a message telling me that the take of the UFC card of last week in Jacksonville, in terms of how much was wagered, was huge.
Huge. I think you're going to start seeing that with Bundesliga and a lot of these other leagues popping up. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great. NASCAR, the golf you talked about. I think we're going to start getting some lifeblood, and it can't, you know, it couldn't have come at a better, more opportune time for us in this profession and for what we do with our interests and our hobbies and our love and joy. So,
yeah, just, you know, huge. It'll hopefully just like if somehow we got baseball, that'd be huge. That'd be enormous. But otherwise, you know, we just got to continue to do what we're doing. Be safe. It'll be here in time. And look, if you were to tell me we would have to push the NFL season back a month, but we're going to play, but we'd have to push it back a month, Devin, I'd take that in a heartbeat.
Oh, I guarantee 10 out of 10 every time.
I'd take that in a heartbeat if you told me we're only going to miss a month.
Yeah, yeah, no, that is I'm easy money there. So, Harry, you know, before we wrap up here, I'm going to have you, you know, if there was anything else that you might have forgotten along the journey of this episode, you know, if there's anything else you want to put out there about yourself, about the work that you do, you know, have at it. And again, many, many thanks to you. Yeah, so have the floor for a little bit, and then I'll take us out of here once you wrap up. All right, bud?
Devin, I really appreciate it. Thanks for inviting me. Nothing but great wishes and good wishes for you and your endeavors in this field. I appreciate you, again, having me on. Again, Against All Odds with Cousin Sal on Twitter, AAO Harry, Odds USA, Odds Shark, articles and videos there. Have a blast again with those guys. They're great. Want to throw a couple names out there if you want to. Aside from my stuff at Odd Shark, check out Joe Osborne's stuff, yeah. Ian McMillan, and like you said, Andrew Avery, who's a soccer guru for us, Gil Gallant. All these guys are fantastic. Great articles. And
Pamela Maldonado.
And Pam, my girl Pam. Yeah, of course.
Pam.
Spoke to Pam. I spoke to Pam today. So, yeah absolutely. She just did a bit on how – we're dealing with Disney and when that it's reopened in I guess in Japan, so she was giving out odds on that, so that's pretty funny. And she's great too. Met her in Las Vegas when we the Odd Sharks had a party, and we've been friends ever since. She knows her stuff. She loves the smaller schools in college football. She loves the college football too.
About to say, so, between her and you, I was pretty set on college football between y'all's articles. And I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall in that party in Vegas, just saying.
Oh, it was great. We, you know, another guy that was there that you may have heard seen on Odd Shark, but now he's not there anymore. He moved, but,
Chris Abbott,
my boy, Chris Abbott.
Chris.
Love Chris. Still talk to him plenty.
With Cool Bets.
Cool Bets. Yeah. Yeah. He's a great guy. We go back and forth, and he's a betting madman too. So, he was the wildest guy, put it this way. At the party in Vegas, when I met everybody, Chris Abbott was by far the craziest.
I would have put my money on you, Harry.
Nah, you know what? I hadn't met them, so I had to sort of be cool.
Oh, you had Chris to, just yeah, let loose. Yeah.
Chris was great. Version. Yeah.
Well, Harry, again, thank you so much. I know I'm not sure how I got through the podcast. I was smiling the whole time, but the fans, the listeners, everybody, I know they're going to enjoy it just as much as I did. And I'm looking forward to listening back to this probably a couple times. So I bid you some really good wishes, bud, and hope to hear from you soon.
Devin, hit me up anytime, man. I really appreciate it. And like I said, hopefully we've got a lot more sports coming up in the near future. Again, AO Harry on Twitter. And Devin, again, thanks, man. Really appreciate you reaching out.
Absolutely. Well, guys, Hootballers, please do take care. Follow Harry. Follow everything that he does. You're going to win some money if you do. Once again, Today in Sports Betting, a Hootball presentation. I'm Devin Ellington at DALE007 on Twitter. And that about does it. I'll see you soon, guys. Bye-bye.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.